Shalom and good day, greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is again Brother Edgardo from the Philippines, and welcome again, brethren, in this program, The Daily Devotion. Now we are on day two of our sharing. Let us continue on the subject we started yesterday on awake or slumber. Which one are you? Now, we look at yesterday on the very definition of awake and slumber. What is it being in the state of slumber? And what is it being spiritually awake? Today, let us consider some of the scriptures, again, pertaining to being asleep and being awake. Let us read 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 6 to 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Therefore, let us not sleep as though others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken and are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Amen. Amen. Now, in this scripture verses, Paul equated sleep with night. Sleeping naturally happens in the night. Sleeping happens during dark time. Amen. In the same way, Paul equated being awake with day. He said, we who are of the day, because naturally during the day, a person is expected to be awake. Amen. Day is when light dominates. So sleep, night, darkness may mean the same spiritually. And likewise, awake, day, and light may mean the same thing spiritually too. Amen. Now, you know, there are parables in the Bible which the terms slumber or sleep, the one we can read in Matthew, and we can find in Matthew 25 about the 10 virgins, and also in Matthew 13 about planting, we can read this terminology. And let us start reading our Bible in Matthew 25, and we will start in verse 1 up to verse 5. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. In verse 5 says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Amen. Now, the 10 virgins, while they were waiting for the coming of the groom, the Bible said they all slumbered and fall asleep. Amen. So this parable use this terminology, slumbered and slept. And in Matthew 13, we'll start reading in verse 24, just 24 and 25. We'll read another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Verse 35 says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Amen. But while men slept, his enemy came. His enemy came and sowed his own seed. Amen. Sowed tares among the wheat. Now, here is the bad effect, the adverse effect, brothers and sisters, when men of God become relaxed. When men of God become relaxed, slumber and sleep, the enemy could have an opportunity to do something. When men of God are not on guard, the enemy could do something that could harm the saints. Amen. Now, in church history, this started during the Ephesian church age, in the seventh church age. They became relaxed. They started drifting away from the word, and then they think they were abiding still without knowing that they have already left their first love. Amen. So this is our lesson, brothers and sisters, that we must be on guard and on our post of duty all the times. Paul said, let us not sleep as others do. Amen. But do you know this, brothers and sisters? That if in the physical world, in the world we're living in, there is a day and a night, in spiritual world, in spiritual realm, God has a day of work and he has a night of rest also. Do you know that? Yes, God has days of work and a night of rest. We can read a portion of scripture speaking so in John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 4. John chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Amen. Now, Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. Amen. Now, there is, in this passage of the scripture, we can see that there is a day, there is night for the workmanship of God. Days and years when we can see the hands of God working, it is called day for him. It is called time for the light to show forth. It is time to be awake and be on guard. Amen. However, when we cannot see his hands working, it is his night. It is his rest. It is called darkness. And it is time for him to sleep and relax from doing. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. While it is day. Night cometh, so there is night, when no man can work. Amen. Now, let me give you a story as an example we can find in the scripture. And this was the time of Gideon. In the Old Testament, we can let us read Judges chapter 6, verses 11 to 14. Okay. Verse 11, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abyssrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, you, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us unto the hands of the Midianites. Verse 14, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Amen. Amen. Now, you can see in this story of the scriptures that during this time Israel had a longing for God. Gideon had a longing for God. During this time it was as if God was only a historical figure to them, to Gideon. They've heard their fathers, their great grandfathers may be talking about Egypt's story. They've heard the story about how their forefathers entered into the land of promise. But they cannot see the hand of God in their time. Israel planted and the Midianite harvested their crop. It was a pitiful story for the people of Israel during that period of time. It was as if night for God. God was silent. They cannot see the hand of God working. It was as if God rested from his work. Yes, but time came. For the first time in the life of Gideon, an angel of the Lord visited him while he was threshing in a place where he hid the harvest from the Midianite. The angel of the Lord came and said, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon replied, what? Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then is all these things happening to us? Where is the miracles which our fathers told us of? Did the Lord brings us up from Egypt? But now, Gideon said, the Lord has forsaken us. The Lord delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? What's in the mind of Gideon? For Gideon, God is resting. He could not see the hands of God working. Amen. God was just a history for him. God was just a history for Israel during that period. But it was unknown to Gideon that he was living in the time of transition. Amen. Transition between night and day for God. It was unknown to him, to Gideon, that the very God of old has awakened from his rest. And now is the daytime for work. Can you see that? And the Lord looked upon Gideon, the Bible said. And the Lord looked upon Gideon and said, go in this thy might, because thou will save Israel from the hands of the Midianite. And the Lord added, have I not sent thee? Amen. Amen. Can you see that? Gideon was was living in the time of transition period, a transition where from God was resting and now being awake. Amen. Can you see that? There is a night and there is day for God in his work. Now, during the time of the Dark Ages, brothers and sisters, many Christians suffered. Many Christians died in a very terrible deaths. You know, and there was a book writer, there was an author, I forgot his name, an author that when he came across with this part of the church history, he wrote a reaction article where he questioned upon reading the story of the Christians, he wrote in an article questioning, where is the God of these Christians? Where is the God of these Christians? Referring to those died in the Dark Ages with terrible heinous death. Yeah. Where is the God of these Christians? Truly, if we should understand, brethren, that there is time for night and there is time for day of God, for his work. Amen. We must also understand, brothers and sisters, that when Jesus said, I must do the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh. This passage of the scripture. The night cometh when no man can work. Night cometh when no man can work. He was actually talking prophetically that there is a time ahead, there is a time in the future that God will cease working. Amen. And he was referring, brothers and sisters, to what will happen to the Jew in the future in 70 AD. And not only that, Jesus prophetically referring also to the Dark Ages period where Christians were killed, Christians died with a terrible death. Yeah, Jesus said, I shall do the work of him that sent me while it is day. For night cometh where no man can work. Amen, amen. So, moving forward, the day for God is a time for work. It is a time for work. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. Daytime is the time for work. The day gives man an opportunity to work. And not just an opportunity to work, but the strength to work also. Amen. God in us, doing his work is strength to us. God in us doing his work is gives us power to work for his glory. Amen. So let us work his work while it is day. Let us work his work while it is day. While we have strength, while we have power, day gives us the strength. Day gives us the power. Amen. So day, again, brothers and sisters, is the time of being awake. It is the time of being awake. It is the time of doing. It is the time of being on guard. So that they which are awake are having the opportunity to work. They that are awake are having the privilege, a time to continue working. Amen. So day is the time of being awake. So meaning they that are at work is of the day. They that are awake are the ones working. While it is day, during our time, while it is day, we should continue working in the work of God. Amen. This is just like what Paul said, brothers and sisters, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Let us be found doing the work of God while it is day. Amen. Now, a passage of the scripture, which is, I think, giving us an advice or an encouragement to be awake. Amen. And continue to redeem the time. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, Ephesians 5, verses 14 to 16. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. In verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, as not as fools, but as wise. Amen. Redeeming what? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. It is just like saying, brothers and sisters, redeeming the time while it is day. Well, it is a time for work. Amen. Let us redeem the time. While God is working, let us do the work of God. Amen. Now, during the time of Brother Branham, he saw in his time, years passed by, and then he saw the revival in his days were fading. The revival slows down, but Brother Branham said, I must continue my ministry. I must continue my ministry. I must not rest. Brother Branham knew that God, in that period of time, was preparing for something new. God must be doing another stage of ministry. It was not yet rest for God, but a continuation to another stage of ministry. Brother Branham knew that. So he said, I must continue my ministry. Though revivals were fading, though revival slows down, but I must continue my ministry. Amen. God was preparing for something new. It was not rest. Then the man of God must continue. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, in our days, let us not sleep. Awake, brothers and sisters. Day is for our time. And day gives us the opportunity. Day gives us the power. Day gives us the strength to work the work of God. Amen. Now, let us park our day sharing here again at this point. But of course, we will continue tomorrow, the Lord willing, on this same thought that we have. God bless each and every one of you. Shalom.